sand built up into a mountain. In its shadow, buildings rose, intricate structures that might have been made of stone. Water splashed in from the river behind, creating moats round the buildings. Circles within circles within circles, islands connected by intricate bridges and walkways. People, tiny, perfectly formed figures of sand, walked across the bridges and between the buildings, lived in them. An entire world in little. Atlantis, Robin said. Nearly 11,000 years before Christ. She looked across at Matt. Go forward, Robin said. Turn the disc towards you. 500 years. Harper took another step down. He was standing close to Catherine now.
With this, we can truly control the world, he said. Down to the last detail. An analogue model.
Catherine's ice-white hair shone in the light from the huge lamps above her. A tiny drip of water ran from her hairline down her cheek. She was staring down at the stage as well, but her gun did not waver. It was still aimed at Robin. As slowly, gently, nervously, Matt turned the disc, and time for the sand people in their sand city speeded up. The butt of Klein's gun slammed viciously into Venture's stomach. He doubled over, but he did not cry out. Klein's boot crashed into him, sending Venture flying backwards. He landed between the banks of equipment in the central aisle of the computer suite. Sprawled on his back, he looked up at Klein's grinning skull face.
On your feet, Klein said. I could shoot you now, but that wouldn't be half as much fun.
Venture struggled to his feet. His face was contorted with pain. He swayed uncertainly, looking back at the brutal killer staring at him, taking in every aspect of the man, uniform, grenades, gun, attitude. Venture backed slowly away down the aisle.
Got you scared, have we?
Klein gloated.
On the run, frightened for your life, your little girl's life.
He advanced slowly on Venture's retreating figure.
Because, the way I see it, you'll soon both be dead.
He raised the gun. But something in Venture's face made him hesitate. The pain was gone, dropped like a mask. Instead, there was an expression of resigned determination. Julius Venture moved like lightning, not away from Klein and the gun, straight at him. The gun went off, bullets ripping wide and smacking into a set of computer storage units, tearing holes in the metal casings. Venture's weight drove Klein backwards. His arms were wrapped around Klein as he knocked him to the floor. But Klein was twisting away, heaving the gun clear of Venture's grasp. He struggled free and knocked Venture back, broke away, and smacked the butt of the gun into Venture's face, sending him falling, skidding along the floor.